The infidelity was months ago. Your shoulders haven't relaxed since. Every notification makes your stomach drop. Their phone, face down, isn't just a phone. It's evidence waiting to be discovered. It's another bomb waiting to be dropped. And you know that you're doing it. You hate it, but you can't stop. Your nervous system has been blindsided. The last time you relaxed, the last time you trusted that everything was fine, you got destroyed. Your body learned that lesson, and now it won't let you forget it. The same vigilance that was supposed to protect you is now just destroying whatever is left of your peace. Because now every moment feels like you're living in constant danger. Text timing, tone shifts, a slight pause before they answer. You've become an expert at reading or reading into the situation, micro signals that most people don't even notice. Your brain's gotten brilliant at detecting deception because it had to. And at this point, you're not even looking for proof anymore. You've already found plenty of proof. You're looking for relief. And relief never comes because there's no new kind of information that's going to be coming that's going to make everything okay. And the relief never comes because your body hasn't received a memo, perhaps appropriately, that the war has ended. You're trying to live a normal life while your system is still bracing for impact. Sleep doesn't restore you. It's just a place where dreams haunt. Quiet feels suspicious. Peace feels wrong. When you start to feel happy or have fun, there's a part of you that says, no, wait, I can't do that. Because it's just another calm before another storm. And you no longer trust your partner. Like, that's obvious. That's a given. But you don't even trust yourself. You doubt your perceptions. You doubt your memory. You doubt your sanity. The betrayal didn't just break the relationship, it broke you. Now you're lost, scanning constantly for something solid to hold on to. And every time you catch yourself checking their phone again, asking for reassurance again, analyzing their words again, maybe shame starts to hit. Then maybe anxiety comes after that. Then you check again, and it's a loop with seemingly no exit. And you're stuck in this really awkward spot where the person who was your safe place becomes the threat. And so your nervous system gets stuck between seeing them the old way and seeing them the new way. You want connection, but you also need protection from that person you want connection from. That's why you can't fully relax around them, but you also can't seem to leave them alone. Your brain is trying to close a loop desperately on a story that it's never gotten closure from. It's like your attachment style and your threat detection system are fighting against each other, and you and your sanity are caught in the crossfire. When trust shatters, your brain processes it as if you were in a car crash. Adrenaline spikes, cortisol floods your system. The part of your brain responsible for logic goes offline, while the part responsible for survival takes over. You didn't choose to be this hypervigilant. It's reflexive. It's a response to your environment. So the reassurance trap looks like, just tell me you love me. Who are you texting? Are you sure it's over? And every answer only calms you for 5 minutes. Then the panic comes back stronger. Because reassurance works like a drug, and it's diminishing rewards. The first time it lasts for maybe a day, the next day for a couple hours, the next day for a couple minutes. The tighter you grip for certainty around the reaffirming words of the person who cheated on you, the more it slips through your fingers. True safety will not be found from the person who caused this. Your body is still protecting you from something that's already over. The relationship, if you choose to pursue it still, that still has a lot to work on. But the event is over, but your body is acting as if it's continually ongoing. Your nervous system learned to stay on high alert, which means it can learn something different. Not through logic, not through willpower, not through a mindset shift, through a different kind of process altogether. You need to relearn what safety actually means and what you actually need in your real situation to be safe and provided for emotionally. And often that will require finding that from yourself and not from the person who cheated on you. And oftentimes that will require at least initial separation from them. Healing isn't about forcing yourself to trust. Healing isn't about one part of your mind shouting down another part of your mind and trying to force it into submission. Healing requires working with your nervous system, not against it. The peace you're looking for exists, but it's not in the constant checking. It's not in the constant search for reassurance. Getting to the true root of it is what's necessary. That requires deep, deep work. Something quick you can do right now, though, is put your hand on your chest and name what's true right now. I'm in my home. I'm safe. I'm breathing. You can't logic your way out of fear. You need to remind your body what's real. Connect to your senses. Connect to the immediate sense reality that is perceptible to you in this moment. Another practical thing you can do is practice rest. Even if you have to force yourself to rest, that is something that is reassuring to your body and your nervous system. That is okay to slow down. It's okay to take a little time off. You don't have to constantly be vigilant. What are things you can do to reintroduce rest into your life?